Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Miami has the Dolphins, the greatest football team. We take the ball from goal to goal like no one's ever seen. We're in the air, we're on the ground, we're always in control. And when you say Miami, you're talking Super Bowl.
Toilet.
We're the Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins.
I think the Dolphins are talking Super Bowl this year. Maybe in a couple years once Tua gets seasoned. Welcome back to Open Mic. I'm Mike Bianchi, the Bulldog sports columnist of the Orlando Sentinel. All right, our spontaneous text question of the day. Today is the 19th anniversary of 9/11, September 11th, 2001. May we never forget what happened that day and the sacrifices made by so many first responders on that day. Were the spontaneous text question is, what were you doing on this day? That's one of those events. Everybody remembers what they were doing. I told my story earlier. I was on my way to Gainesville on a Tuesday for Steve Spurrier's weekly press conference. We've gotten some texts in. You can text in what you were doing to 50857. Text it in to 50857. Somebody just texted in, I was sitting in Miss Griffin's 7th grade English class at Cocoa Beach High. I'll never forget it. Somebody else texted in, I was in history class in high school as a freshman. That was the only thing anyone talked about or watched all day. In each class, all we did was watch the news. Yeah. Back when I was in high school, we wouldn't have been able to do that because we didn't have TVs in our high school classes way back when.
Really?
Did you have TVs in your high school class?
In high school, yeah. We had like projectors. We have smart boards. That's what they were called. We were the first class to have smart boards in all the classrooms. So it was a projector that connected to like TVs and all that sort of stuff. Yeah,
9/11, obviously one of the biggest tragedies in American history, but I still remember after 9/11 how this country came together and was unified like I've never seen it in my lifetime, and I've been around a long time. I've been around since the 60s and 70s, all right? So, yeah, 9/11, to me, the aftermath of that is we were never more unified as a country than we were back then, and now it seems we've never been more divided as a country. And we're seeing it in sports. Hell, we saw it last night at the Kansas City Chiefs-Houston Texans game where the Chiefs and the Texans tried to have a show of unity before the game. It was after the national anthem, and some fans booed them. Booed their show of unity, which was unfortunate, as J.J. Watt of the Houston Texans said after the game. The Miami Dolphins, you just heard we played the Dolphins theme song coming into this segment. The Miami Dolphins have decided to stay inside during the Star Spangled Banner and lift every voice and sing. Now, lift every voice and sing is considered the unofficial Black national anthem, and the NFL is playing both anthems during the 2020 NFL season. Well, the Dolphins have decided to stay inside during the playing of both anthems on Sunday. They issued a message Thursday via video demanding action rather than symbolic gestures in the fight against social and racial injustice and police brutality. In fact, the Dolphins have said that the NFL's, their ceremonies before the game, they've used words like song and dance, like fluff. Do we have the entire video that the Dolphins put out yesterday, Austin?
Is it authentic? That's the mystery.
Or is it just another symbolic victory?
Now there's two anthems. Do we kneel? Do we stand?
If we could just right our wrongs, we wouldn't need two songs.
We don't need another publicity parade.
So we'll just stay inside.
Until it's time to play the game.
Whatever happened to the funds that were promised? All of a sudden we got a collapsed pocket?
The bottom line should not be the net profit.
You can't open your heart when it's controlled by your wallet.
Decals and patches?
Fireworks and trumpets?
We're not puppets.
Don't publicize false budgets.
Ask the pundits and we shouldn't have a say.
If you speak up for change, then I'll shut up and play.
If we remain silent, that would just be selfish.
Since they don't have a voice, we're speaking up for the helpless.
It's not enough to act like you care for the troops.
Millions for pregame patriotism. You get paid to salute.
Lift every voice and sing.
It's just a way to save face.
Lose the mask and stop hiding the real game face.
So if my dad was a soldier, but the cops killed my brother, do I stand for one anthem and then kneel for the other?
This attempt to unify only creates more divide.
So we'll skip this song and dance.
And as a team, we'll stay inside.
We need changed hearts, not just a response to pressure.
Enough. No more fluff and empty gestures.
We need owners with influence and pockets bigger than ours.
To call up officials.
And flex political power.
When education is not determined by where we reside.
And we have the means to purchase what the doctor prescribed.
And you fight for prison reform and innocent lives.
And you repair the communities that were tossed to the side.
And you admit you gained from it and you swallow your pride.
And when greed is not the compass, but love is the guide.
And when the courts don't punish skin color, but punish the crime.
Until then, we'll just skip the long production and stay inside.
For centuries, we've been trying to make you aware.
Either you're in denial or just simply don't really care.
It's not a black-white thing.
Or a left-right thing.
Let's clean the whole bird.
And stop arguing about which wing.
There you have it. There.
Before the media starts wondering and guessing, they just answered all your questions. We'll just stay inside.
Ending with head coach Brian Flores as a showing of, you know, he's with the players as well.
Yeah, there you have it. Both black and white players on the Miami Dolphins made that video. I mean, it's pretty powerful. Pretty powerful video. The Dolphins are the first team to collectively make a statement about the national anthem protests. And you heard what they called them, song and dance, fluff, empty gestures, some other words they used during that video. And again, if that's how the Dolphins feel, that's how they feel, all right? They want own. It's sort of like the NBA, when the NBA and the Bucks boycotted the Magic game, and that started the boycott of the NBA playoff games. And then they had a meeting with the NBA's board of governors, all right? And they negotiated, hey, we want you to do more than the, you know, paint the Black Lives Matter on the court. We want you to do more than public service announcements. We want the NBA owners to flex their political muscle. And that's what the NFL, that's what the Miami Dolphins players just said. They want ownership to flex their political muscle. Remember when the NBA did this, you know, when they were negotiating with their owners, and I said, what the NBA players want, all right, is a lot of these owners are Republicans, all right? A lot of these owners are Republicans. I think what the players want is they want these owners to start contributing to the politicians that are fighting for the causes that the players want. Would you agree or disagree with that, Austin?
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. You know, the idea that it is not just, yeah, we want you to give to charity, but we want you have politicians not in your pocket. That's not the right way of putting it. But you have the ear of politicians because of the amount of money that you make. These are the things that we believe are important. So tell them. Tell these people who have influence. This is what we want to see changed.
Yeah, and, you know, the Dolphins, as I mentioned, are the first team to do this. I don't want to diss the Dolphins, all right? But I'm looking at the list of players on the video, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And most people have never heard of these players. Most people have never heard of Christian Wilkins and Jesse. I'm looking at the list of players. Probably the only players that the casual sports fan has even heard of. I mean, you know, obviously Tua's not on the video. Ryan Fitzmagic is not on the video. I don't even know how many casual sports fans know that Brian Flores is the Miami Dolphins coach. Probably the only players that the casual fans have heard of, Shaq Lawson, Matt Breda, the running back, but most of these players are anonymous.
Yeah, but that doesn't really matter because they didn't say these players felt this way. They said the Miami Dolphins feel this way. It's the, okay, but, the whole team has backed this.
But what I was going to say is if the Tampa Bay Buccaneers were to make this video, I think it would have a lot more impact if you had Tom Brady and Leonard Fournette and Gronk and you know, Mike Evans and a lot of these Buccaneers players. If they were to make this video, I think it would have a lot more impact. Now, again, I thought it was an impactful video. I just think it would be more impactful if we'd actually heard of the players. But, again, the Dolphins did what they did. I'm sure they will, you know, again, some people do not like their sports to be politicized. They don't like all of this. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me at all right? I can acknowledge that, you know, silent protests or not even silent protests. I can acknowledge they're trying to fight what they think. Well, for what they think is right and what a lot of people think is right. So I don't have any issue with it. They're still playing a football game. That's what I pay the most attention to is the football game because I'm a sports fan. But the political messages, the social justice messages, they don't bother me, but they do bother some people. Let's pause for station identification.
FM 96.9, The Game, WYGM, Orlando, WJRR, HD2, Cocoa Beach, Orlando, the home of the UCF Knights.
Mike, before we get too far away from this, I do want to say I really appreciate this video by the Miami Dolphins, and, you know, maybe the average football fan doesn't know who these people are, but I really applaud this video because it is straightforward. And it doesn't, and this is, I don't want anyone to misconstrue what I'm about to say, but I really appreciate the fact that they just talked about the platform that they want to change. They said, this is what I want changed. They didn't hide behind, hide is the wrong word, but they didn't just throw buzzword names, or they didn't just throw buzzwords at you. That's the important thing, and if people are upset by them saying we want to end racism, I mean, Mike, if you're upset by that, that's crazy,
Austin,
to me.
I totally agree, but you know what people are upset with. They're not. I don't think people are even up. People aren't upset with the message. They're upset with, and again, it all comes back to the national anthem. We're going to stay in the locker room during the national anthem. That's what people get upset about. And again, this has nothing to do. We all know why the protests are happening now. It's about racism. It's about police brutality. It's about all of that. All right. It's not about the military, but that's what people get upset about. Here's a perfect example. All right. A perfect example. We've been talking over the last couple of weeks about how the NBA ratings are down, right?
Right.
NBA ratings way down. They've been dropping ever since the league returned to action in the bubble out at Disney. And there's been a lot of conjecture regarding why. Why are the NBA ratings down?
Mm-hmm.
Some have pointed to the unusual times of the games in the first round. Like, for instance, when the Magic are playing the Milwaukee Bucks on a Wednesday afternoon at 1 p.m. Now, that's obvious. Obviously, that's not going to get the ratings of a primetime game, all right?
Right?
So many people in the know would say that's the main reason why the ratings are down. Others point the games being boring without fans. Some say it's a change in consumer habits as to why the numbers are plummeting. Others say It's because of the NBA's increased, the political and social justice messaging in the NBA.
Right. I've seen this statement, get woke, go broke.
A politicization, how would you say that? Is that a word?
It can be for today. Politicizing.
Yeah. The NBA's politicizing these causes, all right? All right, so I believe it's mainly because of the times, all right, in the first round, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Mainly because of the time. But I do think the politicizing sports turns some fans off. Well, the reason I bring this up is a lot of fans are saying that's the main reason. Now Harris, which is a very reputable polling company, mm-hmm. all right, they did a poll a few days ago and to try to get to the root of why NBA ratings are down. They reached out to almost 2,000 people. They gave them 10 choices to select on why they are watching less NBA, all right? They gave them 10 choices. They were permitted to choose more than one answer, all right? So you could check off three or four reasons
mm-hmm.
if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Why you're watching less NBA. You know what the number one choice was? The league has become too political. That was the number one choice. That was the top reason why the people surveyed said they were tuning out. That got 38% of the vote. After that came, quote, boring without fans, which got 28% of the vote. You want to know what got number three?
What?
China. Just China.
just China. That was the whole
just
thing.
Just China.
Wow.
That got number three. Those are your top three. All right? Too political, number one. Boring without fans, number two. And China, number three.
So
right?
I'm confused. Mike, we're going to do a little inside baseball here. You and I got an email yesterday about our ratings, right? And our ratings have been fantastic. We're the number one mm-hmm. sports show in Central Florida for, you know, along with being the only one in the morning. However, more mm-hmm. people are listening to us every day, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They've been listening to us talk about politics and politics within sports for months now. Why are our ratings up because of what we're talking about compared to the NBA's ratings going down because of politics? That these two things don't make sense to me.
I think most fans are smart enough to know. I mean, believe me, if NBA players and NFL players weren't coming out with these videos and social justice messages and, you know, all of this police brutality messages, political messages, we wouldn't be talking about it, all right?
Mm-hmm.
We would be talking about, right now we'd be talking about the Chiefs-Texans last night, which we're getting ready to get back into, by the way.
Right.
All right? That's what we would be talking about. I think most fans are smart enough to know, well, the reason these guys are talking about it is because the NBA and the NFL have made this a major sports news issue, and that's why we are talking about it. I don't think they hold that against us, but I do think sports fans hold it against the athletes themselves for, and again, not all, but I do think there are some sports fans. Hell, this Harris poll says 38% of sports fans say the reason they're not watching less NBA is because of political reasons. And it just shows how divided the country is. It shows how divided sports fans are. The NBA, I'm also reading this story about the Harris poll. Among people polled, 48% of Democrats say that they, quote, actively follow the NBA. 48% of Democrats actively follow the NBA, right? Only 34% of Republicans say the same. So that's a pretty big difference in the number of Democrats that actively follow the NBA as opposed to the number of Republicans that actually follow the NBA. That gap, by the way, between the two political parties, according to Harris's surveying system, that gap between Republicans and Democrats, that's the biggest gap of any sport.
Mm.
Of any sport, So, again, the NBA is divided along political lines. And, I mean, we can sit here all day and say that the politicizing of sports has nothing to do with the NBA ratings being down, but a Harris poll says differently.
Yeah.
A Harris poll says differently. So, again, I'm not going to refute Harris. They know a lot more about surveying and polling than I do. Hell, they've been doing it for 100 years. We do our thought-provoking daily polls and our supplemental polls, which aren't scientific in the least.
What?
Right?
They're not scientific? What?
No, they're
flipping
not.
The table. Are you kidding me? Outrageous, yeah. Mike.
Yeah. We do all important polls like one of our supplemental polls today. Hey, the Florida bars are opening back up Monday. Are you going to go? That's our poll.
That's right, brother.
We get to the important topics. Are you going to go to the bar when it opens?
Would you rather have hot mayo or hot ranch? What do you want?
By the way, are you going to go to the bars when they open back up?
I'm not.
Yeah?
No, not yet, at least. Got to move past the first wave.
I've got, again, I don't really go into nightclubs anymore, but, you know, like, for instance, there's a place down from my house, all right?
Yeah.
It's a sports bar slash, they sell really, you know, have really good burgers, but they have a huge outside seating area.
Ooh.
That's the great thing about living in Florida.
Yeah.
A lot of bars can have an outside seating area. I do that.
Yeah.
Like,
I would
for instance,
do that.
Over the weekend, I was in Claremont, and they have a tiki bar,
mm-hmm.
a tiki bar slash restaurant on one of the big lakes out in Claremont. And I went out there over the Labor Day weekend, and, you know, they have a huge outside seating area. The tables are all spread out. You're looking at a beautiful lake. I'll do stuff like that.
Yeah.
I don't like to go inside restaurants, though, or bars right now.
Yeah, so, I'm not a fan of that either. But we'll get more into that during the Bianchi Blast, brother.
Absolutely, we will. Straight ahead, it's the Sound Off right around the corner. Are we going to hear from Patrick Mahomes?
We can.
Let's do that next on Open Mic.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.